Hello, this is Professor Nicholas Fisher at Stony Brook University in New York. Welcome to my poster, which addresses evaluating the radiation doses in from radionuclides from Fukushima that were found in marine biota, the effects of these doses on the biota themselves and on human seafood consumers. Back in 2011, together with colleagues Dan Madigan and Zofia Bauman, we analyzed bluefin tuna that migrated from Japan to waters off California and discovered that all of the newly arriving bluefin tuna that had migrated from Japanese waters were radioactive with cesium-134 and cesium-137. And we showed further that these findings were unequivocally due to the isotopes released from the damaged Fukushima plant rather than any other source. I would turn your attention, if you want more information on this, to the poster by Madigan et al. When we published this, there was a worldwide storm of attention on this because people panicked about the fact that there was radioactivity caught in a prized seafood item such as bluefin tuna. To address the possible consequences of the radioactivity that was found in these tuna, we continued to pursue analysis of the findings to determine the extent to which that radioactivity might or might not be risky to either seafood consumers or to the tuna themselves. So to link the radioactivity to possible health impairments, we calculated doses which were attributable to the Fukushima-derived radionuclides and also to the naturally occurring radionuclides found in those same fish. And as I said, we evaluated the doses to both the marine biota and human consumers of fish. We showed that doses in all cases were dominated by the naturally occurring radionuclide polonium-210, which is the last of the radioactive daughter products of uranium-238, which is ubiquitous in seawater. And polonium-210 is an alpha emitter, which causes the greatest biological damage once it's inside an organism. And we demonstrated that the Fukushima-derived doses were 3 to 4 orders of magnitude below the polonium-caused doses. In other words, the naturally occurring radioactivity from polonium in particular, the dose was far greater by orders of magnitude than was attributable to the Fukushima doses. Doses to the marine biota were about 2 orders of magnitude below the lowest benchmark protection level proposed for ecosystems, or 10 microgray per hour. The additional dose from Fukushima radionuclides to humans consuming the Pacific bluefin tuna in the U.S. were calculated to be 0.9 microsieverts per average consumer and about 5 times more for subsistence fishermen who eat more seafood. Such doses are comparable to or less than the dose that people get from routine consumption of diverse food items that are particularly the food items rich in potassium, as well as medical treatments, air travel, and various other background sources of radioactivity. Although uncertainties remain regarding the assessment of cancer risk at very low doses of ionizing radiation to humans, the dose received from consumption of these bluefin tuna, even by subsistence fishermen, can be estimated to result in only 2 additional fatal cancer cases per 10 million similarly exposed people. Doses to Japanese consumers of bluefin tuna in Japanese waters were considerably higher, but still than in American seafood consumers, but still far below levels that would be considered dangerous. It's higher in Japanese waters because the bluefin tuna lost some of the cesium in their migration to California, and also because Japanese population tends to eat more seafood than the average American consumer. Thank you.